only.
Today FM. Oh, we're coasting all the way to Christmas Eve. And we're going to be on Christmas Eve, so this is 6 day week this week. A very festive folly for the next 5-6 days. Enjoying ourselves, having a good time. And if you're thinking about the loved one in your life and you're thinking, I don't know what to get him. Oh, I'm up the walls. I'm so stressed out, I don't know what to get him. I'm sweating, I'm nervous, I'm sweating. Don't know what to get him.
I don't need this kind of stress before Christmas.
I'm so stressed out, I don't know what to get. I got everyone else, I just don't know what to get him. This guy's gone viral on the interweb.
Right.
With a video. His name is Josh Holyfield. He's not a boxer or anything, is he?
That's Evander Holyfield. Right. Yeah.
This guy's just a regular dude.
Yeah.
He's on the TikToks. And he's gone viral with hundreds of thousands of views of when he says he doesn't want anything for Christmas, he's not lying. This is worth listening to, and this certainly speaks to exactly the way I feel. Because we've had this discussion in our house, which is like, anything I want, I'll get from myself. So don't be stressing about getting me something. Get me nothing. Or even a pair of socks or something. Fine. Just if you want to have something to wrap for me, give me. But everything else, like if I want an Xbox and it comes out in the middle of November, guess what? I'm getting an Xbox in the middle of November. Anyway, this guy, Josh, he speaks the truth. Have a listen to the man.
Ladies, when your husband says that he doesn't want anything for Christmas, he's not being hard to shop for. He's being honest. Men will mostly buy what they want or feel like they need throughout the year. Socks, undershirts, that's the stuff that they probably need, and it's more than enough. Christmas is more about you and the kids to us. We want to watch our wives and our kids enjoying the holiday and opening presents, getting excited while drinking coffee, and maybe a Christmas movie playing in the background. We want to put all your stuff together and watch you enjoy it. We worked really, really hard to be able to give that to you, and we have everything that we need with you.
He's mostly right in that case. For me, the coffee thing is a bit weird.
Okay.
Because I won't be drinking coffee first thing Christmas morning. But I am excited about spending Christmas with my three favorite humans. And honestly, I already bought an Xbox 6 weeks ago. Don't be stressing out, girls. Orla, you were very low on that mix there, and it's very disappointing when you know, when I throw like that to the studio. Merry Christmas, everyone. Come on, everybody, ready? Here we go. Much better. Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. With Nicki Minaj before that. And our great song, Starships. The gang's all here.
Hey.
Nice.
They're very nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
This is the final approach to Christmas. Final week of the year. Easing you all the way. Just, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up your seat back. Make sure the headrests are back. Make sure your tray tables are stowed. And we'll guide you into your arrival airport over the next 5 days, taking you all the way to Christmas. Ireland's greatest radio station. 102 Today FM. It's not as cold as it was either. It's nice. It's warming up a little bit. It's rainy. It's not good. The weather's not
30 miles, right? 30 miles.
Isn't it 30 miles?
It's 30 miles for this time of year.
Does anyone have any chapstick or any... My bag isn't here. I don't have it. Any,
I do outside, but I don't have it on.
Any lip balm? You wouldn't lend me your lip balm, would you?
I wouldn't do.
Orla, do you have any lip balm?
I do.
Do you have it on you?
No, it's upstairs.
Oh, that's what they all say.
I have two kinds. I have a balm and an oil.
What? An oil? Slathering your lips with oil? Lash it on.
What is it? Is it like Frylight? What is it?
What's that? There's one calorie per spray. Mm. So it's just it spritz it on your face.
Yeah, you just get it nice and close so it's concentrated on your lips. Yeah.
What are the two different uses?
I don't know. It's just, I got it in an advent calendar and it's nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So one of those kind of cosmetic
high quality products, yeah. Well, I got it in an advent calendar.
It was behind door number 7. I'll never forget it. I took it out of the cardboard. I put it on my mouth.
And has some sparkle in it as well.
Oh,
and
I think, case I love. Is that the lip balm one or is that the oil? The oil one. What's it called? Lip oil.
I can't remember. Lip oil, yeah.
Lip oil.
I'll get it and I'll show you.
Okay. I'm suffering. JP, you're suffering from the old dry lips, I know.
Do you know, I get the dry lips when it goes cold and then hot and then cold again.
Is it the air conditioning that's doing it to us?
I think it might be the aircon, right?
Can I ask you, this is a safe space, right?
Is it? Okay.
Isn't this a safe space?
It depends what the question is.
Isn't this studio a safe space?
How dangerous is the question?
It's not that dangerous.
Okay, this is a safe space then.
Okay. Does anyone else...
Oh, here we go.
You know the way you get winter chapped lips?
Yeah.
Does anyone else... You don't have to answer, okay?
What the hell are you going to ask?
You can text us in 0874 100 102.
Mm. It's a safe space.
So you know the way you get winter lips?
Sure.
Do you get winter nips? Winter nipples?
No, because I don't walk around bare-chested.
I don't either. But I swear to God, when it got cold there last week, and it's only righty, by the way, lefty's fine.
Lefty's okay.
Lefty's all good.
Uh-huh.
But my right nip... Mm. I swear to God. Does anyone else get this? I'm not messing. 0874 100 102. Winter nipples.
Yeah.
And it is, I think it's a reaction to the cold or to when it gets very cold. And similarly, like with once the central heating goes on and you're a little bit drier, I swear, I've got right. It's like,
So you wanted my labello for your nipple?
Well, ideally, I would have preferred Orla's sparkly oil. And then you'd be able to tell them apart. Yeah. You'd be like,
you would.
You'd be like, right, well, righty's clearly the sparkly one. Anyway, is it just me? Is it just me? Maybe it's just me. 0874 100 102. Let's do a nipple based roll call after Ace of Base on Today FM.
Oh.
Ace of Base and all that you want. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello. Happy Christmas. It's Monday. Ray Foley in and on. We can do a roll call if you like. 0874 100 102. Ray here, JP.
Ancha.
Arla Ormond. And a nipple based roll call this afternoon. It has to be said, right, all righty is. How do I describe it? It's not pain. I'm not in pain. I'm convinced it's winter nipples because it's only in cold, very cold conditions that you get winter nips, or I'd be suffering from a winter nipple. Sort of like Orla's already frowning and grimacing.
Well, we all have them in the room, like.
What?
Nipples.
Yeah, but you don't have winter nipples.
No, but I would say my nipples generally are kind of sensitive, but I never get rashy nipples.
Oh, God. JP's just admitted to the nation that his nipples get sensitive.
Hang on a second. You've got, I don't know, unidirectional nipples.
But,
one half
come
is
on.
All rashy, the other's fine.
Ireland, JP's nipples get sensitive. This winter, for the man or woman in your life, get them JP's nipples. Gorgeous.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Left nip stinks like hell because it rubs off the badge on my t-shirt from Robbie on show. Yeah, Robbie, I'll be familiar with the whole if there's something on the inside of your if there's something like grazing against it.
Mm.
Grazing my nipple. There's another image that nobody needed. He's got sensitive nipples.
Yeah.
Grazing nipples. Now it's Christmas week. there is nothing, by the way.
I'm just trying to normalize the conversation around nipples. That's it. I'm trying to take the shame away from it.
You're raising awareness. Is
exactly.
What you're doing.
So you're, important.
You're removing stigma.
Yeah.
You're destroying. You're breaking. Do you know what? You're breaking down barriers is what you
are. I've got a nipple podcast on the Go Loud Network. It's called I'm Just Nipping Out.
It's so powerful.
Isn't
what
it?
You're doing, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
On the inside of my clothes, because everyone needs to know this. Everyone needs to know what's touching my nipples. What's touching Ray Foley's nipples? Christmas from Today FM. There's nothing. There's no badge or any sort of embroidered little, you know, monogram or anything like that. On show, Ray, welcome to the home straight, the departure lounge, the coast to Christmas before feasting begins. No rashy nipples over here. Happy Christmas from Deirdre in Limerick. Deirdre, it almost seems like we need to say an ooh before that. So, ooh, no rashy nipples around here. do you run? No, I don't. I know I'm familiar with the runner's nipples thing as well, which is doing long runs or whatever. If your nips tend to move or to get to sort of the friction, nipple friction, nipple friction. I suffer all year from chafing when running. I use 2.5 centimeter leukoplast tape when I run. It's the one in the blue pack from Dara. So Dara, you're saying that you want me to take some test tape, put it over each of my nips, and the color, so it's blue. So like a blue cross, is it?
Yep.
Over each of my nips. Now it's Christmas. Lads, last week my nips were like the wheel nuts off a Scania truck. It was so cold from Eddie and Carlo.
Oh, God.
Eddie, thanks for the correspondence. Actually, do you know what? Was it the wheel nuts off a Scania truck? It was so cold.
Yeah.
Mm. Eddie deserves a little bit of Careless Whisper himself on that score.
Oh, oh.
And one more. Who's that over there? That's David in Swords. He says, Ray, Tommy on show. I'm driving me mammy and my sister home from the pavilions in Swords. In that case, this has turned into an interesting radio listen. As you're sitting in the car.
Hopefully a conversation has started.
On the way home from the Christmas shopping with your mother and your sister. And David, the discussion on the radio. Christmas week is about winter nipples. He says, I'm exhausted, it's jammers. I'm not even finished the present shopping, but at least my nipples are grand. From David and Swords. David, great to hear that you've got grand nipples. Get you and your grand nipples, eh? You big show-off coming on here, texting into the radio, saying my nipples are grand. You big show-off. And Alan's over there as well. 087-4100-102. Alan Chimeneau. There's no sign of Alan. Alan's gone. He's gone off to enjoy his nipples this afternoon. Right, Katy Perry on today.
Yum, yum.
Katy Perry, California Girls. Today FM. Playing the music you love, Alan. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley here, JP's here. Colin Bowie joins us in the studio as well. Colin, how are you?
Hi, Ray. Hi, JP.
How are your nipples?
Pretty good, yeah.
Good, yeah.
Thanks for asking every week.
Every single time we see Colm, our first question, how are your nipples?
What a niche check-in, but it's appreciated.
Do you want us to check? Is that a request? Or
what a niche check-in.
Oh, sorry.
But it is appreciated.
I thought you said it needs check-in. And I was like, well, look, you can check them yourself.
Well, you should always check yourself.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. You should. Would your nipples maintain a level of sensitivity that would be equal, or would one be more sensitive than the other?
They don't discriminate against any season.
Do you know what? That's brilliant.
If it's too hot, if it's too cold, I'll know about them.
With both of them?
Yeah.
At an evil level.
One more than the other.
Which one?
Well, which one for you?
Right. Because that's what that's.
Oh my God, mine's left.
We're perfectly balanced. We should be together. Alan's over there with regard to, I was saying winter nipples, Alan?
I know what you mean, Ray. I do get the old winter nipples myself.
Yeah.
They just grip the road better.
They do, yeah. Ray Foley. They're a nightmare to change over, but once you do it, then you've got it done for the season. All right, we're talking about the World Cup with Colm in a couple of minutes. But Meghan Trainor next as well. Stick around. Today FM. I made you look. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoon. Hello. Happy Christmas. And it's certainly a happy Christmas in Argentina. Do they celebrate Christmas in Argentina? I suppose they're Catholic, aren't they?
They would do, yeah.
And an early Christmas present, I suppose, if you like.
Schlick.
From Lionel Messi and the boys, as they kicked the ball several times and sufficient times to score enough goals to win the World Cup final yesterday. And that's football coverage.
That's football. Feliz Navidad, Jim.
Feliz Navidad to the people of Argentina. Colm, they're saying it was the greatest game of football ever was the World Cup final yesterday, and I believe I was in bed for it.
What? Why?
I forgot it was on, and in the end it was like I looked at my phone and they said the Argentina's won, and I thought maybe I should have watched that.
Do you go to bed in the middle of the day?
Yeah, nap it's called. Yeah.
A nap?
Yeah.
With a young family, you're able to do this?
Yeah.
How do you manage that?
My wife tells me to go because she doesn't want to spend her time around.
Wow.
I was working early yesterday morning. I was on Ireland AIM yesterday. So
oh, I saw you.
What was your favourite bit?
Well, I just liked the part where you interview the people when they came on.
And
I flicked by, but I just saw your face.
Eating
and
food.
And I said, I must tell them that.
Eating in the kitchen. The discussion on Ireland AIM yesterday was how many types of potato should you have at your Christmas dinner? We don't have time for that now, though, Colm, because the World Cup final, was it the greatest ever game of football yesterday?
I have it in my notes. The greatest game ever, question mark, and then ellipsis, I think it is.
Really?
I think that's fair to say.
But that specifically that game yesterday.
Yeah, it really was, because for the first 80 minutes, France, the defending champions, were so monumentally terrible. That itself was a storyline. They just didn't come onto the pitch physically, but that was about it. Argentina were stupendous. Angel Di Maria, the returning Di Maria, who hadn't played since the group stages because of injury. He was the man who scored the winner in the 2021 Copa America final, which was Argentina's first trophy in 28 years. Bit of a talisman for them, but hasn't been great for, in my opinion, quite a long time. He was brilliant in the first half. France couldn't deal with him. They made two substitutes 5 minutes before halftime. That's how bad France were.
Wow.
And Didier Deschamps, the France manager, confirmed afterwards that those substitutes were tactical. There was nothing wrong with them. Now, there was a virus going through the French camp during the week, but again, Deschamps said, no, that wasn't the reason we didn't play well. So for 80 minutes...
Was it COVID or what was it?
No, it wasn't COVID, but it was a virus that was strong enough to strike down a couple of key players like the centre-half Dyett, Upamecano, midfielder Adrian Rabiot and a couple of others. But they recovered to play in the final, but it really did look like the players were ravaged by something because so many key players did not
turn up. Crap football. They were suffering from crap football.
that was
for 80 minutes.
So for 80 minutes, this is one-way traffic. We're going to talk about it, you know, tomorrow morning, that Argentina were brilliant and France terrible. And then Kylian Mbappe scored a penalty in the 80th minute and all hell broke loose. The rest of the 10 minutes of remaining time plus the 30 minutes of extra time were just phenomenal. The game finished 3-3. The last 2 minutes of extra time was the most dramatic 120 seconds I've watched of football.
Really?
Like, I know people, like I was talking to JP earlier, his WhatsApp group's pinging with people with absolutely no interest in sport. It was nothing to do with football or sport. It was this drama of the highest order.
Right, okay.
Because it was chance after chance, because usually what would happen at the end of extra time in the World Cup final, you wouldn't get an attack either side because each team are absolutely terrified to lose.
Yeah.
And they're willing to gamble on penalties. But this went out the window.
Some of the commentary teams had completely lost their composure. I mean, I was listening to RTE and the pair of them, Ray Houghton and was it Darren Maloney? I think it was. In the latter stages, had definitely lost the run of themselves. They weren't making a whole ton of sense because clearly the excitement had got to them also. It was incredible. It was legit incredible.
I've got the last. Is this the winning penalty?
Yeah.
Just at the very, very end.
Yes.
Montiel, the
Argentina right back, yeah.
Have a listen.
Montiel!
Is this in? This is the Argentinian coverage of it, right? Okay.
Montiel!
So this is going to be somewhat biased, I guess.
Just a little. Yeah.
The reception.
Montiel! Montiel! No!
That's from the renowned sports broadcaster Andrés Cantor, and it's on TikTok actually. There's a camera on him, a stationary camera, as he's doing all that, and it's actually better again than it sounds. Just magical.
Some of the tweets I saw last night as well, like of the streets of in Argentina,
yeah.
And people just like the crowds,
yeah.
Humongous crowds of people just losing their minds.
Yeah, we played a video this morning, and it was actually a woman listening to the final penalty on the radio. It was a real old school, and then it was kind of momentary silence in the centre of Buenos Aires, and then mayhem. Oh, amazing.
Absolutely crazy. Tell me about Messi then as well, because was there an expectation following on from the game yesterday that he would be done with international football?
Yeah, I think so. He had scored in every single game bar one, and in that game he missed the penalty. 35 years of age, he'd done it all. That was the one thing he hadn't won, was the World Cup, and he did that. But yeah, surprisingly, today the news seems to be that he's going to continue on because he's two goals away from a century for Argentina. And okay. I guess what I was thinking, I mean, this isn't confirmed by him or anybody, but my theory is that he wants maybe the adulation one more time when he goes and plays at home to give you like the guy who led Argentina to their first World Cup since 1986 and only their third overall. And it's so perfect because Diego Maradona, this is the first World Cup since his passing 2 years ago. And in 2014, Argentina lost so cruelly in extra time to Germany when Messi was accused by many Argentinians of failing to show up. And for a few years, it was really ugly. And Argentina actually lost Messi a few years ago to international football. He said he's not going to play anymore. And his mind was changed. And it's so for the better.
Two more goals.
Two more goals to 100, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So he just knocked them out in the first 10 minutes of the next game.
Yeah, that's a signal for the substitution.
Does this end the conversation? Is he now the greatest footballer of all time?
I don't know. It's so hard. I never saw Maradona or Pele, so I can't say. I would love to talk to someone who is able to have seen all of those players and give an actual evaluation. But I don't know. In my opinion, he's the best player that I've seen in my lifetime. But I don't know. I didn't see enough of Maradona. I saw nothing of Pele. I saw nothing of George Best. They could all be better than him. But in my lifetime, I would say he's better than Cristiano Ronaldo. He's the most naturally gifted player I've ever seen.
Colm, thanks for joining us.
Ray, thank you.
Pleasure. Colm from Off the Ball. That's is it on the news talks? Is it on the news talks and the onlines and the...
The onlines, yeah. Off the Ball social media pages and news talk 7 to 10 p.m. Monday to Friday. JP would know.
Have you heard this? It's ringing a bell. Elvis versus Jake, so a little less conversation. This is Today FM. Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that beautiful? The singing.
Well said, right, yep.
The song singing.
Mm.
Happy Christmas from Today FM. People are still texting on nipples, actually. 0874-100-102. This is winter nipples, because we suffer from, you know, we need chapstick, we need a little bit of Vaseline to lube up our winter lips. And we also need to lube up our winter nips. This winter. This is an important message from Today FM. Remember, this winter, use a little bit of Sudocrem to lubricate your nipples this winter. Brought to you by the HSE and Today FM. Yeah, I was complaining about just one nipple. The other nipple's perfectly fine. If anything, Geoff, I could spread the sensation of nipple
sense. Even it out.
Yeah, even it out a little bit. Yeah. I have Lefty take a little bit of the heat. Mm. Literally the heat from Righty. But I think it's down to the winter, the weather getting colder at winter and going in and out of hot and cold weather conditions. 0874-100-102. And it turns out I'm not the only one. If you were breastfeeding, I'd suggest a vasospasm. From Sonia. Vasospasm? Is that a diagnosis? Hang on one second. Vasospasm. It occurs when a brain blood vessel narrows, blocking blood flow. So what?
What? Your nipples are connected to your brain ring, are they?
I've always thought it. Develops in a coronary artery. The main symptom is a chest pain, often described as constricting. I know. I don't have any of that. No. I just have a tingly nipple, really. Like a kind of an itchy, warm sensation. And it's over on the other side. It's not the same side as my heart. Lads, my nips were so cold last week I almost keyed a car. From Steph. Scraped up along the side of it as you get into your own car, the car park. And Paul's over there, 0874-100-102. On voice note this afternoon.
Bowley, count yourself lucky you're not Harry Styles.
Count myself lucky that I'm not Harry Styles.
Doesn't he have three or four of them to contend with? Imagine them wintry nipples.
Imagine having an extra nipple to contend with. I mean, you'd be in agony. You wouldn't get a wink of sleep.
Harry's over there looking like a coat rack. The nipples have gone crazy.
This is the flu, yeah. Flu's gone nuts. The chief medical officer has said that cases of the flu increased by 80% in the last week. Flu is up. Load of people getting COVID. Load of people getting the regular old flu as well. The latest respiratory virus surveillance report from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre showed that there were 670 influenza cases in the week ending the 10th of December. And that's a rise of 81% on the last week. And I got the bus in this morning.
Oh, no.
But it's funny because last week nobody was wearing the masks. And this morning everyone was wearing the masks that we all had during COVID. Everyone, to a man and woman, everyone wearing a mask. Because last week nobody minded getting the flu. Whereas this week we're like, I'm not getting the flu this week. I'm being off for Christmas. Watch yourself. Sam Smith, this is Today FM. Sam Smith and Money on My Mind. This is Today FM with over €100,000 on Today FM's Christmas cash machine. We'll be making that phone call in just a few minutes. Make sure you've got the phone charged. And take it off silent, would you? For the love of God. Right, this is Today FM playing the music you love. And good afternoon. Hello. It's my pleasure once again to introduce the one, the only, it's Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Join us every afternoon between now and... Santa, you're not... I imagine you're quite busy at the moment, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, listen, thanks so much for making the time to join us every afternoon in the middle of what it must be the busiest time of year for you.
Oh, no trouble at all.
We're talking about nipples this afternoon, Santa Claus.
Yes.
And, I suppose you're used to working in very, very cold conditions. Yeah. I was saying that when it gets cold... My nipple, particularly one of my nipples actually at the moment, can get a bit itchy or a bit inflamed or a bit sore during the winter. Do you suffer from the same thing?
Oh, no.
All right, okay. Well, thanks for sharing.
Oh, no trouble at all.
Mick in Cork texted, he said, cooled cabbage leaves from the fridge will cure all of your nipple issues. From Mick. And you've got the dinner sorted as well.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
He's enjoying it. He loves a nipple joke. All right then, Santa Claus, we've got to make another phone call.
Ready when you are. It's ringing.
No, it's not. Hang on one second.
I'm only dialing it now.
Hang on one second.
Who are we calling, JP?
It's James. James in Kilkenny.
How old is James?
He's only five, right?
Five.
Are we calling his mum's phone?
Yeah, it should be Heather who will hopefully answer you.
Okay. No.
Well, now
it's ringing.
It's ringing. Yeah. Cheers, Santa.
Hello.
Hello, is that Heather?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Heather. Ray Foley calling from CFM. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very excited. I'm giddy. I've been a very good boy all year. do you have a good boy? Someone who's been a good boy all year in your house?
I do. I have him right beside me.
Hi.
Hello, James, and a very happy Christmas to you.
Guess what person Poppy were doing? Yesterday.
Guess who were doing? The elves, is it?
Guess what they were doing?
What
they got our Oreos, and guess what they did? They took the stuff out and they put toothpaste on it.
No!
Santa Claus, you have to have a word with these elves.
Oh, that shocked me to the very core.
What?
I heard your footsteps on Nanny's roof.
Santa Claus, James heard you and your footsteps on Nanny's roof when they were there on Christmas Eve.
I am so sorry. I didn't mean to disturb because I always like to deliver presents when you're fast asleep, you see. So I didn't wake you up, did I, James?
No.
Oh, that's good. Phew. That's a relief. Yes.
James, what are you looking for this year off Santa Claus?
Jurassic World toys and
when you say Jurassic World toys, are you thinking of the dinosaurs?
Actually, yes, they are dinosaurs, and one of them are actually evil.
Oh, right.
His name is the Indominus Rex, and he's great.
Yeah, the Indominus Rex. He's like a mixture of the raptor and the T-Rex. And right. they mix the DNA together, and they've made a super powerful, super dangerous dinosaur.
Well, you don't think he'll eat your brother Joe, do you?
No.
What about your baby sister?
No.
Oh, that's
She's
good.
She's just a tiny girl.
She's just a tiny girl, yeah. Well, don't be much eating in her.
Even dinosaurs like snacks. Yes. Yes. Oh, well, I'll see what I can do, James, because I'm a little bit worried about the drawing, you see, because I think you've been on the naughty list a couple of times this year.
Oh, dear. And for what? For drawing on the walls, you said,
drawing
Santa.
On the walls, yes.
Is that true, James?
Yes.
What did you draw on the walls?
Rainbow friends.
Rainbow friends?
Yes.
All right. Are they gone now?
Yes.
Well, you're not going to draw on the walls now between now and Christmas, are you?
No.
Well, I think then, I think you're pretty covered then.
Yes.
Just stay away from the walls and keep the drawing on the paper.
And maybe if you are going to draw on walls, and I don't condone this, then maybe just use those that you see at railway stations.
Graffiti? Santa! I think you can't be telling the kid to do more drawings than the walls. We want him to stay on the good list.
Yes, well, please ignore what I've just said there, James.
Santa!
We don't... Whatever you do, do not draw on any walls.
Is he a good kid? Is he a good kid, Santa?
I think he's been, on the whole, a good boy.
Oh,
so, yes,
nice.
James, I'll
good.
Bring you something. What time will you go to bed on Christmas Eve?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, that's right. Nice and early. Yes,
I shall make a note not to visit Kilkenny until 8 o'clock, so James...
He's writing it down,
bed.
James, that's amazing. Yes. James, thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon. You were amazing, sir, and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Bye-bye, and Merry Christmas.
What an Santa Claus. More from Santa on the show tomorrow at Today FM. Would you ever leave your mother alone? You're hanging out with her. Would you leave your Dua Lipa, I swear to God, every Christmas is the same thing. You stay at home. Would you ever leave your mother alone? Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in? I just ruined that, didn't I?
You went to the wrong bit.
I went to the wrong spot of the song. At home. Would you ever leave your mother alone? Oh, second now.
AFM's Christmas Cash Machine.
So we're coasting now.
At departure, lads.
Yeah. Coasting out to Christmas, lads. Is anyone else doing the same thing, by the way? 0874 100 102. Christmas Cash Machine, over €100,000 on the line. This isn't the highest we've had, is it?
No.
Nearly the highest. It's up there. Over €100,000 in this Christmas cash machine call this afternoon. If you manage to get your text in before 3 p.m, we could be calling you now. You know how it works. Hang on a minute. He had no winner on Friday. Barry, I'm talking about.
True, yeah. Roll over, yeah.
So I had a winner on Thursday and I had a winner on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he had no winner on Friday. He better get a winner now, that's all I'm saying. €100,000. Answer for Barry. And he'll give you all that cash. You need to know the exact total, though. It's a bit more than the 100K. Answer within 5 rings. Give him the total. And we'll make your Christmas dreams come true. All right, Barry, let's count those rings.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, my love.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings. Four rings. Five rings.
Forget the World Cup final. We've no extra time, we've no penalties either, as somebody misses out on €100,103.80. As it's another rollover for tomorrow, it means an even bigger cash amount. I reckon it's going to be a record breaker, but we'll find out, I suppose. If you've entered since Thursday, 5 p.m, you are already in that next game. But make sure you've got the correct cash total. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to get that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Christmas Cash Machine.
Cash Machine. And another loss for Dunn on the Christmas Cash Machine. Do you know what they need? Do you know what they need?
You.
They need Foley dialing those digits, I tell you. This is amazing. So we've gone from 100, €103.80. And we're rolling over again. Could we look at 120, 130 grand?
Alright.
Turn on Matt Cooper after 4:30. They have a new total for you. We will have a winner tomorrow afternoon. The Christmas Cash Machine on Today FM. Yeah. Corner Shop in Brimful of Ashe. Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley for your Monday afternoon at Christmas week. We're coasting all the way to Christmas Eve. But don't tell our managers. Oh, seriously, we put so much work into that last week. I mean, that's the top
it's meetings,
week.
Meetings,
meetings,
meetings.
Oh, meetings, 360 clicks. We're doing the whole nine yards. Putting so much work into the Christmas, making it sound as festive as possible.
Yeah.
And we didn't, or rather, Barry didn't. Barry failed once again to give away €100,103.80.
There you go.
Tommy's there. 0874-100-102. Tomás?
Foley.
Yeah.
I've my phone here in my hand, ready to answer. Mm-hmm. Will you just ring me every day? Oh, God.
Does he swear in this?
No.
People, answer your phones, will you?
It is a sickener, and it's something I just can't get my head around. If you've gone to the trouble of texting and spending €2.50 on a text message to get in to enter the competition in the first place, and you know, like, I mean, Jesus, we spend every, like, all day, every day, at the beginning of every hour, we remind you that the call is going to happen at 3 p.m. Like, if it was me, I'd be putting an alarm on my phone at genuinely at 2:59 p.m. to go, right, alarm goes off, reminds me to make sure the phone is charged and that it's not on silent, and I'll answer it. And if it's from a block number, if a number I don't even recognise, I'm making sure I'm answering that phone between 3 and half 3.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm the same. If I'm at some sort of crummy raffle and you have those paper tickets, the thing is practically disintegrated in my hand from the sweat from me holding it, watching the person calling at the numbers.
If we're at a raffle and everyone's leaving, everyone's like, "Ah, we go. I should. We go. Feck it. We leave. We'll go now. We'll get to the car.
Beat the traffic. Yeah.
We'll beat the traffic. We'll be gone out before everybody else." I'm like, "We are not moving until I win that bottle of vodka."
Ray Foley.
So imagine how I'd feel about €100,000. We're going to do it again tomorrow, right here on Today FM. And like I say, turn on Matt Cooper for that new total. We'll play Carly Rae Jepsen next. Pointless, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Oh, God. Oh, the boys have been on.
The boys.
Christmas week. Last week before wrapping up for the Christmas holidays. It's only Monday afternoon. The boys must be getting a half day or whatever because they've been on and they want to go out. I think it's a bad idea. Now, at this stage, any social gatherings, any social appointments, any nights out, I'm trying to push them out into Jan.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's too close to Christmas now. You don't want to go wild Christmas week. Last week was the week to do the nights out. This week now is just get the last few bits done, get the messages, get the gross. This is that's the boys in Selbridge.
Oh no,
the lads, they've been on. This is Joshua.
Hey Ray, this is Joshua.
Yeah,
Harry.
From Selbridge.
Joshua and Harry in Selbridge.
It's never one with. It's never just the one quiet time with the lads.
It's not.
It?
It's not a one and a catch up for
No.
Well, we haven't caught up this year for 2022. What is it, boys?
We have a half day on Wednesday. Do you want to go out for a Christmas pint?
I have a half day in school. Do you want to go out for a Christmas pint?
So they're wrapping up on Wednesday. Do you want to go out for the Christmas pint? Lads, jeez, I don't know. Because if I go out Wednesday now, which that's starting at what? 11:30, 1 o'clock?
Early.
Yeah. I would be in no condition to do the show on Thursday.
Cancel Thursday's show.
Cancel Thursday and Friday and Christmas Eve's show. I tell you what, lads, we'll just push it off into the new year if that's all right. But thanks for the message.
Love the show.
Cheers, lads. Love you, pints.
Maniacs.
Pints. Slade, this is Today FM.
Darce.
Yeah, where is it? It's in the sport, isn't it? It's the beginning of the sport there. Oh, sorry, wrong button. Darce in the sport. Yeah.
Today FM and OTB Sports.
With Sky. Christmas is for darts. Don't miss the World Darce Championship this
It's like Gordon Darcy, former Ireland international and rugby player.
Or Ray Darcy, the former presenter here on this radio station. Christmas is for Darce. Ray Darcy.
Today FM and OTB Sports.
With Sky. Christmas is for Darce. Don't miss the World Darce Championship this December. Live only on Sky Sports.
Oh, I love a bit of Darce over Christmas. Actually, speaking of Sky, at Sky, every customer is a Sky VIP. That's why this Christmas, Sky is offering all their customers the chance to win tickets to festive experiences across Ireland. Is Darce included?
How festive is a Darce experience? I don't know.
All you have to do is download the My Sky app. Go to the VIP section on the My Sky app, and there you can win tickets to Wonderlights at Malahide Castle and Gardens, or meet Santa and his elves at Santa's House Express, or go ice skating around Ireland, or even hit the dry ski slopes. Ski slope, that's not an easy one to say. The dry ski slopes. Or Darce. No, there's no Darce here, I'm afraid. All right, so go on the app. It's the My Sky app. I click into the VIP section. So they're all generally great gifts, and we've got gifts to give away, the ultimate gift to give away, but thanks to My Sky VIP, a 1,000 euro prepaid credit card you can spend on gifts for friends or family or yourself this Christmas. Yes! So what are we doing? I've got a gift here, a gift that's already wrapped up, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on, I'll just give it a shake here.
What's that sound like? What's in the box?
What
is in there?
Do I have to guess what's in there, or?
Yeah.
Hang on, give
just,
me.
Just by the sound, right? Yeah.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Yeah.
Shake it harder. Oh Jesus! That's insane.
Oh, that doesn't sound. Not quite as hard as that.
Give me another shake.
Yeah. Easy. Did you get it? Did you keep the receipt?
Is there a gift receipt in there?
Yeah, it's a little bit. The product's a bit soiled.
It's kind of wet now. It's wet.
Yeah, it's wet.
Was there water in it?
Yeah, there was kind of liquid, and then there was like little bits of snowflakes
Little bits of white. So it was round, and
I mean, you were supposed to shake it, fair enough, but not that hard.
Round and glass, and little bits of snowflakes, and now it's wet.
Oh my god.
Any ideas what was in the box? Text 0874 100102.
Ray Foley.
Text now. Today FM. We'll have a winner of the 1,000 euro prepaid credit card for you in just a couple of minutes. What was it? Text in your answer along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100102. This is Today FM. And Jason Derulo. Leah Hart and everybody's home for Christmas. Today FM playing the music you love. Happy Christmas. Ray Foley on for your Monday afternoon.
Hello. Hello, hello there. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
At Sky, every customer is a Sky VIP. We've been telling you all about this. It's on their app. You can get cool gifts for yourself or the loved ones in your life this Christmas on the My Sky app. Click into the VIP section and you can win loads of lovely gifts. Well, a choice of lovely gifts. Tickets to Wonderlights at Malahide Castle and Gardens. Meet Santa and his elves at Santa's House Express. Or go ice skating around Ireland or hit the dry ski slopes. So it's the My Sky app. Click in there and into the VIP section. Loads of gifts for you to win. And I've got a cracking gift here, actually. JP's wrapped it and all.
Just go easy with it there, will you?
What is it?
Oh, God. Can I get a credit note?
I got this for Christmas.
I think this is defective.
Something wrong with this. there you go. So what is it, is the question. Texts. Let's go to the phones.
It's ringing. Yeah, that's County Clare, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Owen!
Yeah?
Owen, it's very loud there. Ray Foley calling from ZFM. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, Ray?
Are you in work?
I'm doing a bit, yeah.
What do you work at?
I work in a factory.
What's the factory? What do you make?
It's called Zimmer and Shannon, and we make prosthetic knees.
You make what?
Prosthetic knees.
Prosthetic knees?
Knees, yeah.
Knees.
Okay, yeah.
So there'll be a right knees up this Christmas in Clare.
Wrecking the joint, right?
Owen, we're so sorry. So sorry. Listen, man, I'm just shaking this box here. Hang on. Have a listen to this. Have a listen. Shaking here.
Yeah. Try to work out what's inside.
So it's round and it's glass. Oh, I've done it again. And it's kind of wet. It's wet now, anyway. What is it, Owen?
I think it's a snow globe.
Right? It's a snow globe! Owen, you little daisy, you've won a 1,000 euro prepaid credit card you can spend on gifts for friends or family or yourself, all thanks to Sky and the My Sky app and the VIP section in there. Well done, sir.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Ray.
It's gone very quiet there. Has everyone stopped?
Yeah, big set.
Everyone just stopped for Owen. Owen to win.
There isn't a knee being made.
You're kneeless now. Listen, well done, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, my love.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers. Happy Christmas, Owen. Thanks for taking our call. And back to work. Harry Styles on Today FM. People take exception to. We were talking to Brian Kennedy about it last week. Actually, you can check out the video on our socials. And he was expressing his views on it. He says he would use the F word himself, but I'm not in a position to make any assumptions or declarations about my opinion or my views on it. Doesn't affect me. But as I was listening to it, I was thinking, at what point did they change it? And is that Kirsty MacColl singing the alternate version of it?
Was there some kind of radio edit way back in the day? I doubt it.
There was.
Was there?
Yeah, in 1992 they did an alternate version with Haggard in it instead of the F word. So I'm guessing they dug that up and used her original vocal of singing it in place. So, unless they got someone that sounded very like her, because I'm guessing the push to change it or to push for the change in radio airplay came after her death. So, but I think it's hers. I think they used the original recording of her at the time. Because they ran, it was. It says here that in 1992 for a recording of Top of the Pops, they did an edited version. So it could be her vocal for the year. There you go now. And that's our show. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. We didn't get to do Fairy Tale of New Pork.
Yeah.
Fairy Tale of New Pork?
Yeah.
New Pork. Fairy Tale of New Pork. Where we sing the praises of our favourite pork-based Christmas treats. Well, you got your pigs in blankets. You got your sausage rolls. You got your cocktail sausages. And, of course, you got your Christmas hams in Fairy Tale of New Pork. And we didn't get to do Noddy Holder's Hot Toddy Holders. Noddy Holder's Hot Toddy Holders. Yeah. Where Slade frontman Noddy Holder comes in and he unveils his new car cup holder specially designed for hot toddies this festive season in Noddy Holder's Hot Toddy Holders. We get to that on the show tomorrow. Welcome to great news. Matt Cooper's on the way. Ray Foley.